This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact you can't break one of those with a ball peen hammer. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. If you have been following this in this election cycle, you know I have been beating the mainstream media to death. And you also, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, I have told you many times that Fox News is not conservative. And I think last night they sort of cemented that. But you know what? Sometimes you need to hear it from somebody besides me. So let me bring in a specialist, if I may. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. She's a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. We're joined for the first time here tonight by Megan Barth. Good evening.
Good evening, Bill. That was a great intro. I'm going to enjoy being on your show, I can tell already.
I am a semi-professional, after all. when you were looking at this and everything, what were your thoughts in this between Gingrich and Kelly there? What were you thinking in that as that exchange got hot?
Well, I finally said, finally she's met her match. Gingrich is no fool. Gingrich is one of the best skilled debaters. He was on that stage when he ran years ago, and he was a Speaker of the House. She was trying to raffle with someone that has far greater experience than her in the political realm and also with the media. Megan is really conflicted, and I've noticed this since she came out of the gate as the prosecutor during the debate. She was not a moderator. She put her prosecutor hat on.
Right.
And conveniently painted Donald Trump into a defensive corner of being a misogynist, a sexist. And now he is somehow a sexual assaulter that they need to create out of words that he used as locker room talk, as he explained it. But in order to deflect from the real sexual abuser of women, which is Bill Clinton, so they're just creating and deflecting boogeymen, right, when they have them in their own backyard. So Megan is a part of this cabal that has acquiesced to the demands of the Democrat Party, and that is the Democrat media complex, as Andrew Breitbart used to call them, that is the press. And now they've been exposed to be the enemies, truly, because they agreed and collaborated and manipulated the truth in order, in their words, to keep the people ignorant. And I can't think of a greater threat to our liberty and to our lives, quite frankly, than what the press has laid upon us for quite some time, because now they've been exposed to be the propaganda arm of the DNC. They are not the press. They are not there to find the truth, seek the truth, and report the truth. They are simply there to carry the narrative whereby they manufacture truths in order to protect the corrupt and the criminal.
You know, in my primary topic, which is guns, I find that there's one guy at Fox that actually may know what he's talking about, and that's Tucker Carlson. But it's, you know, Tucker Carlson comes from a different breed. You know, he was, I think he started out as a blogger or something. And I mean, he actually had to, you know, get it right or he lost all credibility. Whereas now, you know, all these people that are on the Magic Box, I guess it's just presumed that they know what they're talking about. All the rest of them, I make this distinction that they're just Northeastern liberal types in at supposedly the conservative alternative. I mean, what do you think?
Well, you know, they do have a swath of conservative thinkers that I like that'll go through on a variety of Fox programs. However, if you look specifically at Megyn Kelly, she's been regurgitating the same and recycling the same never Trumpers or the know it all pundits like Karl Rove that have called it wrong since day one. And so she keeps recycling this never Trump, you know, narrative throughout all of her interviews. She's been leading with this story that's not a story. I keep saying, look what happens when you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park. You find 10 bimbos after Trump all of a sudden. I mean, that's how the women were characterized by the left when multiple women came out against Bill Clinton. And they didn't wait 30 years to do it.
I noticed that she referred to Trump as a sexual predator, which...
Predator, yes. Yeah. You're not assaulter. Predator, yes. Yeah. Of course, that's so, because that word is more dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Was that to create that visual? That emotion?
Yes, absolutely.
Visual?
Fascists use words as weapons. That is what political correctness is all about. They own the words. Like, Donald Trump all of a sudden couldn't say the P word. Well, I've heard the P word quite a bit. I'm an athlete. I've been in many women's locker rooms. And I also have watched Sex and the City and Girls on TV. And that word is used quite often with the feminist left. Like they own the word or something. But this is what fascists, feminists, and leftists do. And they need to use the word predator, sexual predator, because actually the sexual predator is Bill Clinton. But they won't call him that. And that's what Gingrich brilliantly pointed out. She will never use Megyn Kelly, Bill Clinton, and sexual predator in the same sentence. But she will use it against Trump. And that's her firepower. And she doesn't think we catch on, but we catch on.
You know, I've been beating up the media for weeks. If you have the time, I mean, when I was talking to AJ, I said, how long can she stay with me? And he said, like, two segments and, you know, half an hour. You can stay the whole hour if you'd like. I would love to have this conversation.
Well, as a matter of fact, why don't we just take it as it goes? If I don't get another call, sometimes I get something thrown on or I'm blonde, so sometimes I'll forget. I'm in it for an hour if you need me.
Well, I checked your media page. I'm the last one tonight that's on the media page. So we'll see what happens. We will take it as it comes. Now, was this like, Gingrich seems to get an inordinate amount of respect. I like him. He actually did what he said he was going to do when he had the contract with America out there. Do you think that this is going to have a degree of blowback for, I've heard that Megyn Kelly's in trouble with the ratings. Have you heard that?
Absolutely. And so you look at the numbers, right? Numbers don't necessarily lie when it comes to Nielsen ratings, et cetera. And she is tracking lower than Rachel Maddow, if that tells you anything. Who's knocking it out of the park for Fox right now? Sean Hannity. That should tell you the world. Why? Because he's one of the biggest Trump mouthpieces and supporters. He's not a journalist. He doesn't claim to be. He's an opinion piece. He's an opinion talker, a pundit, much like myself, but on a larger stage. Yet he's been the one that has a more, I would say, diverse audience coming through as his guest. You know, AJ and I were talking about this. You mentioned AJ, and he's a great guy, and he's been in this business for gosh knows how long.
I'll tell you what, before you go any further, we're about to go on break. Let me do the outro and make sure that I'm driving everybody where they need to go to check you out. You can find Megan at ReaganBaby.com, just like Ronald Reagan Baby. One word, ReaganBaby.com. Facebook.com/pages/ReaganBaby. On Twitter, at Reagan_baby. Hook up and catch the bombs. We'll be right back.
time is life's situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is absolutely lethal application of lubrication. Check them out. Joined again by the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. She is a nationally recognized political commentator. She is a women's advocate. Talking, of course, about Megan Barth. Megan, may I ask you a very personal question?
Sorry?
Do you carry a gun?
Yes, I do. And the reason I moved to Nevada was so I could. I'm in the process of getting my CCW. I'm getting trained on it. I've been in Nevada now for a year. I call myself a California refugee.
Ah.
I escaped the totalitarian state of California that wouldn't allow me to get a CCW. And as my profile began to rise, especially politically, I became very politically active in Orange County. The threats began to rise. And then as my profile began to rise, because I would protest against the institutional left. I would protest against these violent protesters that you see. I put boots on the ground. I actually diverted Nancy Pelosi from attending she landed at John Wayne. She couldn't get into the Hilton across the street. She had a helicopter in because I had thousands of people blocking the entrance. Protesting the health care bill, which is completely collapsing in front of our eyes, which we had called years ago. So that's kind of how, I became involved politically, and I worked with Andrew Breitbart, and he was actually my inspiration for this site, ReaganBaby.com, and obviously Reagan is my sage. But I understand the institutional left. I understand the violence that exists within them. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the corruption because I nearly ran for mayor. I exposed a lot of corruption, but yet I was not allowed to get a CCW. Okay, well, great. Those were handed out as like favors, political favors, with the sheriff. So I escaped California and moved to Nevada a year ago so I could have more freedom.
I like it. You're in Nevada. You'll have to, we'll stay in touch. You'll have to come and meet up with us at SHOT Show in Las Vegas in January. If you haven't settled on one gun, I'll really give you a whole lot of confusion then. If you haven't settled on what gun do you plan to carry? Do you know?
Not yet. I'm between two. I've been trying a couple. The thing is, I have, I guess, larger hands, and I have more of a man's grip, like larger hands, and the whole cocking mechanism on some really drive me crazy. So I have to find one that I'm just really, really comfortable with, and we'll see what I'll let you know. You'll be one of the first.
Glock 19.
Okay.
Glock 19. Perfect size.
I want something that's a good size, but I can still cock it easily. It's not going to take me forever, you know. And
yeah, we're going to work on your terminology. I know where you're coming from.
We're working
on that part of it. But the Glock 19, it's a 15-round 9mm, small enough to hide, big enough to fight with. It is considered by many to be the perfect combat handgun for everybody. And I'll tell you another thing. You may not have known this from your time in California with a K, but you can shoot anything I can shoot, but better. Because when I go to a class, I get there and I think I'm like Sonny Crockett, and you actually listen to the instructor. Women have better breathing, better touch on a trigger, and they take instruction better, whereas I have
a really good shot. Yeah. I was really surprised with how well I shot, you know. I was like, wow.
I'm so pleased to hear that. You fit right into my whole lexicon, so that's perfect. we've burned most of this segment finding all that out and everything, but I noticed that with Megyn Kelly, I used to do some of the media for Gun Owners of America. And Larry Pratt got with me when he was going to Piers Morgan's show for the second time. And I said, you need to laugh at him when he goes ad hominem. And when I was watching Megyn Kelly, she was going ad hominem on him. She was saying, you have anger issues, all this other stuff. And Gingrich was sort of toying with her, wasn't he? I mean, he was yanking that chain.
Yeah, I think he was a little bit, you know, caught off guard by her attack, as I was. I was like, wow, she's really, whoa, she's going there. You know, she's getting in deep. Now she's going personal. And, like you said, you know, as soon as someone gets personal, you know, they're kind of losing the argument. And as a personality that she is, as an ego that she has, as a former prosecuting attorney, taking all those things in mind, you know, her ego got bruised a little bit by Gingrich, and you saw her lash out.
Gingrich is not somebody to get in there and get. You don't want to get too much into the Greco-Roman wrestling with him when you're trying to be smarter, mentally agile, or anything else. But I mean, he accused her of being fascinated with sex,
and I loved it because that was a perfect comeback to her ad hominem attack. You know, whereby, and she does seem, and that was a perfect. It was a perfect strike for him to say that, because if you watch her show, which I don't, but I tape it and I'll see how she opens each show. And literally for the past, since these bimbo eruptions began against Trump, every single night she leads with the story. Even CNN has kicked it off its main page. You know, they are discrediting these stories. But yet Megan believes that it is her duty to carry this feminist torch or something. I really don't know. I mean, she doesn't speak for a lot of women that I know. The women that I know are getting crushed by Obamacare. The women that I know are seeing their kids go to school in trailers, but their taxes going up to, you know, outfit a new administration building. You know, and so they are feeling that the women are the backbone of the family and the drivers of this economy, because they are the largest demographic that's growing in small business openings. So we really are driving the economy because we're opening more small businesses than men. And so we are feeling the crunch of all of the regulations and the taxes and the mistakes and the lies and the corruption. We're feeling all of that. And many women, and I do say this because I talk to many, and I've studied, you know, the psychology of how women vote. But Pew also shows us that women vote a lot like men. We vote for a leader who we can trust. And when you look at the newsworthiness of Megyn Kelly, I mean, does really anyone trust her anymore? Women aren't talking about Trump's sex life. Women are talking about not having enough money to pay their bills.
You hang on.
My one girl.
We're going to the next break. We're going to catch as catch can as we go. We'll be right back.
Trials. These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's
1-800-441-0335. All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and indestructibility. Check them out. My guest this evening so far, and now we're in the part where she'll stay as long as she doesn't have anything else going on, is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. She's a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate and soon-to-be concealed carry permit, pistol packing, you know, just ready to go. Here we go. This is Megan Barth. The headline on this was that this was the exposure of the phony conservative media.
Yeah. So, and you know, you just follow the money. You know, and that's what I've always done when I started getting politically active, is you follow the money and you look at who the donors and the funders are of Fox News Network. And you can trace it right back to the Saudis, whereby they own a 30% stake. So, of course, they are going to have a hand in the manipulation of news, but the fair and balanced is not necessarily so fair and balanced now, is it? We see just an underlying theme whereby there are certain anchors as well as others that do truly have a bias in how they cover stories and how they ask questions. You know, that is not what the question is. It's how the question is asked. So I think that there will be a new media company, and I think Breitbart ran it the other day, and I was talking to some friends about this quite a while ago, is that there's whatever happens in this election, okay, the whatever happens, there is really two Americas, how you look at it.
Yeah.
And there are conservatives like us that are constitutionally aware, that want to protect our rights and liberties and don't want to change the Constitution. Then there are the moderate constitutionalists, I guess, that will just go to get by, and whoever pays them the most, they'll go along because it's all a power trip for them. And I think a lot of these have been exposed to be the frauds that they are, whether they are in the media or whether they be in the party. And I think we needed this purge. I think that the Republican Party hasn't been the party of Reagan since Reagan. I think that they've bastardized the ones in power, his legacy, with their tax and spend ways that they became. The Republican Party truly became a moderate engine. We were running moderate Rockefeller Republicans, I like to call them, like Mitt Romney, the moderate Mitt and the moderate McCain. You know, McCain always wanted to reach across the aisles. Well, I'm sorry, John, but you don't know the enemy, because the enemy across the aisles from you wants to fundamentally transform this country. And they weren't aware of what the Democrat Party had become, or at least what now it's exposed to be, which is truly the party of their ideology of Marx.
Have they?
They are not the party of Kennedy.
Let me ask you a question about that now. I mean, they have been trying to reach across the aisle. I mean, I know what you're talking about, because my senior senator is Lindsey Graham. Have they become so immune to this idea that this is the way you get things done, we've got to compromise, that they don't understand that by getting out there and throwing Trump to the wolves and everything else, they're just seen as weak and not knowing how – they're seen as the disorganized idiots that don't know how to win?
Well, yeah, and I mean, really, has anyone really held them to account for their accomplishments or lack thereof? We have Obamacare. We shouldn't have. We have sanctuary cities. We shouldn't have. We have a failing VA. We shouldn't have. I mean, there is just, it's an absolute mess wherever you look, from those that have held power for much too long. And they've been on the government's heat for so long, and they've been in Washington for too long. And I think one of the constitutional amendments that Donald Trump has proposed would be for term limits. And I'm all for them, because absolute power absolutely corrupts, and that's what happens in D.C. It's a reason why there are more Ferrari dealerships surrounding D.C. than in Beverly Hills. That's where the power and money is.
I have it.
Donald Trump, the lone capitalist, is the avenger of the middle class man, of the American citizen, truly, because he is up against a power network of billions and billions of dollars. And it's just a big corruption cabal.
I look at Trump as sort of a political mercenary. And I got to say, I like that, because I look at Congress, and I'm friends with Trey Gowdy, who undoubtedly is a very well-known representative in the House. But at the same time, besides some of the things that he says, and I know that he's resolute to a very high degree, when I look at his accomplishments, sort of a short list. How many of these people that I don't know the names of actually do anything?
Well, I think they have meetings to plan the next meetings, and committees to plan those meetings, to meet with the other committees that they'll meet at the following meeting. And it's gotten to be where this layer of government and these layers of bureaucracy have truly stifled any sort of what the Democrats like to call progress. So we need to, I believe, obviously take a hatchet, not a scalpel, to a lot of government agencies. I think that Donald Trump's plan, the 28th, plan, I think we'll be flush with cash as soon as we start taking care of illegal aliens in our prisons. That would be nice to ship them out. And so, I think he's going to start slashing a lot of these excessive costs related to the size of government, as well as the lawlessness of which government has become. And this is truly a threat to those that have got comfortable within the Beltway. And I hold Trey Gowdy in very high esteem, and I would say one of his best accomplishments was Benghazi, because the press, literally, the friendlies in the AP, which is what the DNC called them, was going to bury the story on Benghazi 16 ways to Sunday. And if it wasn't for Trey Gowdy's Benghazi committee, we never would have found Hillary Clinton's server. Now, we have to understand that we operate in a completely lawless administration that uses the Department of Justice as the Department of Social Justice. It's no longer the Department of Blind Justice.
Right.
So literally, for any, Trey's hands are truly bound, because no matter what, he even throws something at the FBI and the FBI comes back and gives him complete garbage.
Yeah, but that one's having a lot of blowback, too. And we're coming up on the last break, and I want to get into the blowback that you're seeing, that you and where you think that would go, because I have my opinions and everything, but I always like a little vindication, because you may be thinking the same thing. We'll see. As far as Kelly, I mean, her ratings going down. Coming in, you know, coming in against MSNBC and trailing in those ratings, isn't it time for her, I don't know, maybe to be fired, become a special correspondent or something?
Well, we'll have to see. You know, her boss, Roger Ailes, skipped town. so we'll have to see how they're going to tolerate her ratings and see how they're going to try to shake it up. It is entertainment after all, right? It's media, right. But it's also entertainment. And people are being more entertained by Rachel Maddow. And I kind of get it, because sometimes I tune into her just for a good laugh, too.
There's only so much I can take. I mean, I'm a pretty tough person when it comes to that kind of that mental assault on my intelligence. That's okay. I, you know, sometimes I'll do it and sometimes I don't. I'm, for the most
I find
part,
it equally as hard to be a woman. Just being like, really? She's one of me? Really?
Hey, don't feel too bad. I'm a military veteran, and I get to watch all these politicians, and they think that their white shirt stops things. One last time, Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com. We're going to hand it back to GCN one last time. We're going to finish this up when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Lethal Lubrication. Check them out. My guest this hour is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. And she's a commentator, a women's advocate, gun carrier. I'm digging it. This is Megan Barth. Just out of curiosity, should I be saying Reagan Baby or should I be going Reagan Baby?
Either way.
Okay. All right.
However it rolls off your tongue, I'm happy.
Every time I hear that, I just think of Telly Savalas. I mean, he had a way that may be predating me. That may be too old for you. I don't know. I mean, you look.
I remember Fish.
He wasn't Fish. Telly Savalas. Kojak.
Wasn't he Fish? Kojak. That's right. Who is Fish?
Abe Vigoda.
That's right.
See, this is really dating me. I shouldn't know these things. Anyway. The ratings giant, and TV, mainstream TV is a dying breed as far as news delivery, because a lot of people are getting their dissemination of information elsewhere, going to places like ReaganBaby.com. When the ratings giant gets out there and exposes themselves as a fraud, where does that whole medium go?
And that's, I was kind of touching on this, you know, we are going to be a country of those that want the truth, because I've said that the truth will be the revolution of this election. That is the greatest weapon in our arsenal. It's the greatest weapon that Donald Trump has in his arsenal. And when you arm the people with truth, it's the greatest weapon against tyranny. And they say in times of tyranny, those that speak the truth will be basically hated. That's a paraphrase on George Orwell, but we've now exposed those within our political system, as well as our press, as well as those that have the money and the power, that are using it against the will of the American people, instead of for the good of the will of the American people. And so this enlightenment that has been given to us by WikiLeaks, truly, has now set a brush fire of revolution. And so where are these people going to go? With the Trump administration, they're not going to need to go anywhere. with the Hillary Clinton administration, we're going to need to be obviously collectivized, hopefully under a media company that Trump runs. But Obama handed over the power of the Internet to the UN. And so how is that going to bode on censorship of sites that perhaps the Hillary Clinton administration would like to shut down, like Drudge or Citizens United? The reason Hillary hates Citizens United is not because of money. Believe me, Hillary loves money. The reason Hillary hates Citizens United is because David Bossie, the founder of Citizens United, knows who she is, tried to expose her in 2008, and is the one that has filed, along with Judicial Watch, the most FOIA requests for her server and her emails. So she will take out her political enemies in the press, and she will do so as she conspired with Cheryl Mills on a WikiLeaks thread, whereby when Michael Savage was banned from Britain, he still remains banned for speaking out against Muslim immigration. Cheryl Mills and Hillary had a conversation. Well, look, we could basically use the existing laws on the book to ban Michael Savage on these airways. Now, I'm not sure what existing laws they're going to manipulate in their favor under a DOJ that's just as corrupt, but they don't need the fairness doctrine anymore in a Hillary Clinton administration. And Barack Obama has shown us exactly what an abuse of power and a complete centralized authority figure, authoritarian figure, can do onto the small person or the individual. They do have a political enemies list. They use the IRS against many of them, as well as other agencies. And that's why we are going to need to not go anywhere with the Trump administration, but we're going to have to solidify and unify against a Hillary administration.
Do you think, and this is not something I ask everybody, but I would be, you're a little more, I don't consider myself normal, okay? You're a little bit more normal than I am. When you're looking at this, do you consider the idea that this could get into a contentious, almost civil war type situation? Do you see that as maybe a possibility?
Well, I'm already seeing brewings of civil unrest. We are. And this is the Marxist dream. In order to create civil unrest and anarchy, that lends to the overthrow of the system that you despise so much, which is capitalism. They do this through a number of ways. The refugee program is strictly Howard Piven, as well as the illegal immigration. They want to flood the system with takers instead of makers. Thereby, you overthrow capitalism. You put all of the power in centralized into government. Another way you do that, like we just said, was through, you know, the manipulation of the truth, whereby now you have a complicit press to carry out your agenda. And then the final way is through civil unrest, anarchy, whereby they're using Black Lives Matter, which is a George Soros-funded operation. George Soros has 194 different 501c3s that he uses for anti-American political activity, along with the Ford Foundation. And they fund these extraordinarily left-wing Marxist groups, and they start in the community. There are many communities, like Ferguson, for example. They burned it to the ground. They burned it to the ground. The Marxists burned it to the ground in order to rebuild it in their image. And what they're doing in Ferguson right now, and I'll be doing an expose on this, is using a lot of George Soros' many different entities to fund social justice within the school system.
Yeah.
Whereby you're, you know, and this is how they will rebuild. It will just be generational. So the war is never over against the Marxists. We've been fighting these guys long before McCarthy came along.
You know,
Now they've been exposed.
When you got 21 million veterans in the United States that are all smarting over the way veterans are treated, and when I figure 60, 70% of them are still what I would call operational or mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Special Forces Association has already indicated to Obama that if you do this or if you do that, we're going to go operational. I don't look at – there's a lot of things they can do, but I also see a lot of ways this could really go bad for them if they go that route because they've been so incremental over time. But I've only got a couple of minutes left. I'm going to be circling back to AJ. I've got your number, so I'm going to text you an idea, and I'd like to see you develop it, and I'd like to have you back. to.
Oh, perfect.
Simply because.
I love projects.
Yeah. Simply because this is that number that I have one that I can text?
Sure can.
Okay. And I will text that. And I'd like to get your take on it just because that'll make me seem a whole lot less extreme to myself. Sometimes when I'm sitting around being grandpa, you know, I'm like, wow, you're really extreme, grandpa. So I try not to go that way. Do you think Fox News has shot themselves in the head?
Well, if they're leading with Megan, yeah. But if they look at their numbers, they're leading with Hannity. So they can do a lot of things. You know, it really depends on kind of how badly their pocketbook is bleeding and at what direction they want to go. It's a corporate decision. We'll see who pulls the strings.
You know media way too well. I can tell that already. The pocketbook is what, I mean, as long as they're making money, they'll put up with a lot, won't they?
Right.
For those of you who've never heard or seen Miss Barth, you need to go to ReaganBaby.com, or as I like to say now, ReaganBaby. And go check her out there. Go get on her Facebook. Go check all her other stuff out. And she, you know, with your permission, ma'am, I'd like to have you back. Thank you for joining me on such short notice tonight.
Anytime. It was good to be here. I had a lot of fun. I'll look forward to the next one.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. We will do this again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this very clearly. It has never been about gun control. Never. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.